Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. This week, I want to talk a little bit about letting go of your work or sharing your work. Basically, I've been reading this book, Fanocracy, talked about it before. It's pretty good. When I'm done with it, I'll give an overall assessment of it. I mean, not every chapter is great. But anyways, this chapter is pretty interesting about letting go of your creations. I think is what it's called. Yeah, let go of your creations. And what specifically stuck out to me here was this part. Deepen your understanding of your own work by seeing it for what it means to a fan. At this point in the book, they're talking about the idea of fan fiction. And what it reminded me of a little bit was that we as photographers or artists are often producing work for someone else. Even though that work is still ours and can still be personal and we still attach ourselves to it, it's for someone else. So if I make a photo, let's say for an advertising company, and then they retouch it and chop pieces up and add things to it and stuff, I have to be okay with that. And that's been that way, you know, as long as I've been working. So for me, when we got to this age of Instagram and TikTok and all these other things where models start dropping filters and making collages and doing everything else, it didn't really faze me much, even though I know a lot of photographers that just do not like this. Why is the model putting a filter? This is something that we need to get past, I think. And this is kind of what this chapter talks about. Not because, well, whatever, they're going to do it anyways, but because if we can see what the people who are hiring us or asking us to work for them, right? Those are our fans. How do they see our work? What would they like to see in our work? Where do they want to take our work? The fact that they make the effort to do something to it, you know, you could take it one way, which is, I would say the negative way, which is it's not good enough. They don't like it. Or you could take it another way as saying they like it so much, they want to add a little bit of themselves to it. Now, sure. If they're going to put all kinds of filters on your image, it's a good idea for them to say that they did that, right? So that people don't look at it and think this is your style, especially if it's not something that you don't particularly like. Just like fan fiction needs to address itself as not written by the original author. So I think that of course is a caveat here, but I also think we have to be okay with it. When I see somebody post an image that I took, I'm happy that they posted it. When I see somebody share something or use it as their banner or in any other work, I'm happy because they're getting something out of the work that I created. I have to come to it. I don't have to. I want to come to it. I believe that we should come to it from a positive light, from a light of this is great. We have people who love our work enough that they're using it. Now, this also includes things like over your shoulder with their cell phone, you know, taking pictures of the Capture One screen, posting it while you're shooting, you know, onto TikTok or into other things, sharing stuff on social. Why are people doing this? They're doing it because they're enjoying the shoot. They think they're getting something awesome. They want to show it off. Don't be so angry because the screen capture they're making is not the highest quality. Anybody looking at TikTok and seeing that they're shooting with a phone understands they're photographing a screen. And most people, if they're not photographers or videographers or artists themselves, aren't going to even really see the difference in that format. They're not going to blow up the TikTok video and stare at it and go, oh, that's not as sharp as it should be with that expensive lens they bought. They're just going to go, hey, here's this person that's on this fun photo shoot with and having an awesome time. I'd like to work with that person too. This is what we have to take from it. Take who is your clients, your fans, whether they be commercial clients or models or individuals that are or just friends that want to be photographed, and let them enjoy the work. Let them share the work. Let them kind of make it their own, you know, within a certain limit. They put them on Instagram. If they want to do a collage, they want to add some color to it, they want to do whatever, that's fine. They should just obviously say, you know, editing by me or whatever, you know. This, I think, is going to be the future, right? Most people are going to not even understand that you would be upset if they start messing with your stuff. They're not being purposefully mean to you or cruel to your images. They're just doing what they think is cool. They don't understand necessarily. Now, if you are one of these people that has a very, very, very specific style and you do not want things touched, okay, but make sure that's absolutely clear. And maybe don't you know, use that style or that stuff when you're working commercially all the time, if because you know people are going to change it. Can you imagine? I mean, I see the outrage, right? But could you imagine that me as a commercial photographer working for a company, let's say a fashion company, and they manipulate one of my images on the cover of the magazine, and I show up there and I'm like, you should print in there that you changed that. Of course not. And I know it's not exactly the same, but it kind of is, right? Because we're in a new world. Things are different. The world is smaller. That person, that model that you met, and you photograph them and put the images on Instagram, that's your client. It's the same thing. You have to treat every client, every job, every interaction as if they are the same. Whether it be a $100,000 advertising job or a $500 headshot, they should all be the same to you. Always do the best work you can. Always create images with the mindset that this is a client, this is an important client, and they're going to want to use the images how they're going to want to use them. And as usual, I'll say, or don't, right? Because everybody has their own way of approaching things. Probably some authors, in fact, there's some listed in here that they say they don't like fan fiction and they try to shut it down. These are big authors. They're still doing well. They're still doing stuff. They're still successful. So it's not like you have to allow the fans to have access and some, you know, form of ownership to the images that you give them. But it's nice to be able to do it. And I think that you will create a much different and personal relationship with your clients that can be really long lasting if they feel like you trust them to take some ownership. And again, I'm not saying ownership like copyright, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about allowing them to manipulate to a certain level as long as they are clear that they did it. I would love to know what you think about this because I'm sure this has got to be a controversial subject. I know that whenever I have this conversation with a lot of photographers, that they disagree with me very much, but I find that they're stressed and I'm not. So I look at it that way. Trying something new in 2023, as I said, I'm going to give a little organizational tip. This is something that I've really started to take to heart lately. I heard it years and years ago, but if you need to do something, if something comes up and you can do it really quickly, just do it. Don't go and put it on a to-do list. Don't add it to your calendar, even though adding things to calendars and not using to-do lists is, it's kind of a plan, right? If it's like, I gotta send this email, an email pops in and it's like, can you send me this file? Don't say, oh, send Bob the file tomorrow. Just do it. Because if you do that, you'll actually get a lot of things done. Now, there is a balance here, because if you do that, you can just be doing small tasks all day. Make sure that if the task is quick and you can do it without slowing down your pace, you do it. If it's something that's not, then you put it on your schedule to do whenever that makes sense for you to do. But if something is like you're literally at your computer, you could do it right now and it won't slow anything else down, just do it. I found that by doing that, my schedule is not full of lots of little things. There's usually one or two major projects on my schedule per day because all the little stuff I'm just kind of knocking out as I go. And we'll talk more and more about scheduling and organization as the year goes on, if people are interested. Again, I'd love to know what you want to hear on the show, what is different. I might spin up something, a little teaser here, close to what we did in December, because I think I have my own philosophies to talk about. In any case, if you'd like to have your voice on the show, you can send me a voice message following the link to the Anchor page. You could also join my Discord, and over there, you can send me a personal message or just chat with all the great people over there. We have a philosophy room, a gear room, and just a general photo chat room where everybody's kind of talking and sharing ideas and inspiration. And it's really great. Awesome people over there. You'll also find a link to this book, Fanocracy, and other things I'm reading and stuff. Other stuff that I think is interesting that you might want to look at, basically. And a link to my Patreon if you'd like to support me that way. I'll talk to you soon.